The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valenti and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ.
Wepa. Buenos dias. You know what it is, because you know what it ain't. And I'll tell you what it ain't not surgery day. And if you know, remember, writ lit, writing in literature, two negatives ain't not. Means a positive, which means it is surgery day. Ding, 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 ding. And I just got to partake in my homies. Little victory as a big victory, and so much that I got to make it my own. As y'all may or may not know, Allie is getting her final skin removal surgery today. We are keeping her in our high energies, best hopes, well wishes, prayers, whatever you want it to be. Man, let's let all of our little victory be that the homies out there are doing some amazing, and we're going to cheer her on. You go, Glenn Coco!
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
That's right. Now, you might be freshly awoken, or maybe you've been up for hours. I don't know. But don't mean your brain's awake. We help with that. Ali and DZ, good morning. As y'all know, Ali's taking some time, doing some tangs. She's over at a loom. Getting her bottom, BBL Ali. So her bottom half of the surgery that she's been talking about leading up to big things. Today's the day, y'all. Great energy towards her, but we gonna wake up. We still gotta wake up. She's probably been up, right? Like, reeling over it, thinking about it. At least I would be. Maybe I'm projecting. But let me stop distracting and digress. Back to the question. Question of the day today is, what's a job that no amount of money could make you do? Like, I'm talking about, like, they're offering you seven figures, and you're still saying, no, thank you, I'm okay. That's actually not in my particular interest, yeah? I'll tell you a job that I could never do no matter the amount of money, especially since it's related to my actual career field, radio, or entertainment, I should say, more broad spectrum. We got these radio towers, as you guys know, here at the station. And there's somebody who gets paid to climb these towers and either change the bulbs, repair the lines, swap out transmitters, you name it. It's their job to do something like that, right? And one day, last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, they were here working in the parking lot. And I had to stop and ask one of the guys because I saw them way up there and I got vertigo just looking up at them. I was like, I'm getting dizzy, Poppy. Look down. And rolled my window down and caught my breath. As I was on my way out from the station, and I asked one of the guys, hey, man, say, man, let me ask you a question. How much you guys make here? Very rude, very imprudent, but I really didn't care. I was like, hey, man, and I caught myself in the moment. I was like, you don't got to tell me the number, but what is it? You know, six, seven figures? I know you're getting paid. He said, well, I don't know about six figures, but it's up there, man. They pay us well. And he kind of laughed. I was like, boy, I bet you that life insurance policy is better, though. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but that's one job I couldn't do, being a transmitter tower, radio transmitter tower repair person. These things are hundreds of feet in the air. No, no. another rando job I could probably never do in my entire life of lives, it'd be a zookeeper. I love animals. Don't get me wrong. Those animals are unpredictable, though. I ain't domesticated like my dog and cat at home, right? Our dogs are cool. Our cat, great. Three-legged granite, lover, amazing. But she ain't gonna roar and eat me like no big old lion that's been in captivity. Now, that's not a knock on the zoo system, right? And it's a form of entertainment. I ain't gonna knock it. That's not what I'm here for. Shout out to the zoo. I actually love the zoo. Penguin gang. But I could never be a zookeeper to any degree. I don't really care what animal it is. Yeah, I don't know if that's something that I would physically fathom personally. But neither here nor there. That's the question of the day today for y'all. What is a job no amount of money could do? I mean, I'm talking about absolutely any job. If you couldn't be a doctor, I don't know if I could be a doctor. I don't know if you could pay me enough to deal with that kind of grief and loss and that trial and tribulation to go to work daily, not really knowing what you're dealing with. And I'm thinking, obviously, ER doctors, ICU doctors, the emergency doctor. I'm thinking Grey's Anatomy type doctors. Now, shout out to all the doctors out there, because you guys have very, very tough jobs, regardless of what field you're in. But I'm talking about a surgeon. I don't know if I could be. They get paid well. Let me tell you, I know they make that money. I don't know. Those are just three to kick off the list, right? What did I say? Transmitter tower repair person. I couldn't be a zookeeper. And I also, yeah, I don't think I could be a surgeon, doctor, stuff like that. One, I don't really care to see anybody else's bodily fluids to any degree. Two, they deal with too many crazy things. And three, yeah, just know. I think I like the jobs I do. I'm good where I'm at. But let's politic. What's the job that no amount of money could make you do? That's the question of the day. 414-533-1037. We will take your calls, your texts. I'm going to see if I can even open up these voice notes next. Question of the day. What job is not paying you enough?
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, so the question of the day, what's a job that absolutely no amount of money could make you do? I told you, for me, radio tower transmitter, zookeeper, and like a ER ICU surgeon doctor. I don't know. I don't think they get paid enough. And I know they get paid very well in all three of these professions. I don't know if they could offer me enough money to actually do those professions, though. Those are my answers. Now it's time to get to y'all's. Got somebody on the line to howl me the big dog. Call 5 days in a row, earn their theme song. Is Danny in Oak Creek? Took her out. It was a Friday night. I woke alone. Danny.
Good morning.
Morning. Papa, what's the word?
The word of the day is going to be good.
All right, well, talk to me. What's the good word? Because I know you're talking. You do plenty. You've done plenty in your life. You know, I'm not going to out your current career. But what's a job that you don't think they could pay you enough? Because I don't think they could pay me enough to do your job either.
I think it would come down to, it's not really a job, but it's part of the job, would be a veterinarian where you'd have to put animals down.
Oh.
I still cry at Old Yeller.
Oh.
I cry at movies where animals die. I'm still a child at heart on that stuff. I love animals.
Don't make me bring up Marley and me. Don't make me do it.
Yeah.
Don't make me get you misty-eyed on air right now.
Oh, I'm watering up right now.
He said, I'm watering up, man. Hey, at least you got them Crocs on the way through it, bro.
And I do got Crocs on.
Oh, I know. Oh, that wasn't a question, Danny. Trust me, I just knew it. Okay, wait. You saying not even just the whole. You could be a veterinarian, kind of caring for the animals.
I think it'd be great. Even a zookeeper. But I think if you'd have to put an animal down, or if you lose an animal, that's a lot.
That's tough. That's,
I mean,
I get that.
No matter what, animals are like family. They're like people.
Yeah.
So that's where I stand on that.
No, that was a little moment of silence for everybody's pets, because I was over here thinking of Benny, and then I started thinking of Allie's dog, Bella. And, I mean, we've both had to put dogs down on this show within the last 2 years. We get it. And honestly, that was my first time, my first experience. And when you said that, I went, ooh, yeah. I don't think I could do that.
I've been with all my dogs. I will not leave their side, because they would never leave me.
Mm-hmm. That part. No, that part for real, man. Actually, I like that answer. And it's not even the whole job. You can take care of the animals, but you just ain't going to put them down. No euthanasia here. not at Danny's clinic.
Hard.
Not at Danny's clinic, man. All right, solid answer.
No.
Appreciate the call,
all
man.
All right. No problem. Have a great day.
Peace, man. Didn't something happen in Seabiscuit? Oops. Oops. Sorry, Danny. Bye. I didn't mean to do it. I'm childish. Let me stop. Who put me in here alone, man? Allie, hurry up and come back. You know what? Let's keep it rolling. Amber in Milwaukee, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Right. I've worked in the medical field for 18 years.
Ooh, and well, thank you for
the
your
one
service.
Job I could not ever do would be a podiatrist, just because I cannot handle touching no dusty, crusty feet.
The foot doctor, not the podiatrist. You're so right. I don't like feet either. Ew.
The things that you would see on some feet, I'm good.
I'm sure you've seen some things on some feet, you know, working in the healthcare field. I can only assume. I don't know what exactly it is that you do, but yeah.
I have seen my fair share of not so pleasant situations, and the feet, I'll take care of your booty all day long.
nope.
Feet, nope.
You said, take care of those dogs. I can hear them barking from here.
Right.
Amber, get out of here. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I know you're working on a theme song. Tomorrow's day, too. I got you, all right?
All right. Have a good night.
You, too. Have a good day. Dang. See, I told you our brains ain't going yet, man. It's the question of the day. No amount of money could make you do this job. What job is it for you? We got another big dog on the line, was working heavy on it, earned his theme song, and I ain't gonna lie, peeling back the curtain, we waiting on some clearances, trying to finesse some things, so we got a temporary one to rock, but it's Nick and Waukesha.
Whereby
with his backup song. You know, he wanted a little Miami, a little Will Schmiffy.
Oh, yeah.
We just know you got to defend the slap now, dog.
Oh, it's okay.
chill out, man. Hey, that's a job you can't pay me enough to do. I'm not defending that slap.
There's another one for you.
talk to me. What's your job? No amount of money can make you do, fam.
Okay, since I'm not the biggest fan of heights, I would have to say that the guy that has to climb up them the towers and stuff and change the lights, you know, I could not do it.
Bruh, yeah, or like the window washers, like a skyscraper window washer?
No. The ones that they have to climb the towers and change the lights and stuff, there's like these for like, oh, geez, it's...
You talking about like airplane towers? That's the first job. It's very similar to what I'm saying. We've got transmitter towers that kind of double up as airplane towers, right? The big old towers with the flashing lights. No amount of money is making me climb four.
No. Could not pay me enough to do that. I'm sorry. And they get paid really well. I couldn't do it.
They got harnesses. They got safety things. They're not the only ones doing it. You got to be fearless, obviously. But there's a reason why you and I haven't looked or applied to any of these positions. It's not for us. No, sir. No, no.
For real.
Five real, bro. What?
they paid like really, really well, too. I'm like, no, I couldn't. I can't.
I don't think
there's no way.
Nah, hey. Papa, me and you are on the same page, bro. Say less. Nick, just hang up, bro. Me and you are on the same page. Well, I'll let you tomorrow, right, man. Talk to you later.
Have a good one, bro.
You too, man. Love, brother. Peace, dog. Yes. I knew we were kindred spirits. He said, you know the people that change the lights on the really tall towers? I said, yes, the transmitter buildings. Me and you, we locked in like this, man. We're going to keep it rocking, y'all. Don't forget, what would DZ do coming up just a second? It's Allie and DZ.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Oh, we got a problem, and if my solution ain't it, y'all gonna hold me down. Y'all usually do. Sorry to put this on you, but doo-doo, welcome to the club. If I ain't got it, y'all do. That's what it is. It's What Would DZ Do? And today's involves relationship issues. Yeah, you know. You know I like to give you my love advice. But this is different. Different kind of love. And not like that. I don't even know what like that means. But let me just get into it. It says, what do you do when your boyfriend stays up all night? Wendy wrote in. Says, my boyfriend stays up all night. You guessed it. Playing video games. Ugh. I know. All right, Wendy. Starting off strong. Says, we're both mid-20s, moved in together over a year ago, and when we first moved in together, we would come to bed every night. Ugh. All caps on the every, by the way. Well, the last couple of months, he's been playing the game all night long. several days a week, all night long, all caps again. Says I'm talking, I wake up at 6 a.m. to get ready for work, and he's still on. The issue isn't even that he's playing, it's that he sleeps most of the day afterward, barely wakes up on time for his work from home job. Ooh, okay. This one's getting awkward. She goes on and continues, says he has had conversations with me. I've brought it up. I've even joked and told him that how often I go to bed makes me sad, and I'm tired of going to bed alone. But it doesn't really seem to matter to him. He tends to laugh it off, and we move on. Wendy says, I don't know what to do. I don't want him to stop gaming. That isn't the issue. I know he enjoys it, but human beings need to sleep. All caps. What advice would you give someone in my shoes? I'm getting choked up, and not in a good way. I'm gagged on this one. Wendy, come here. Let me talk to you real quick. Just bring it in. Bring it in, team. I'm not hearing the problem. I'm sorry, Wendy. I don't want to be this guy, but if he's doing his thing, if he's paying the bills, if you're paying the bills, if you guys are taking care of each other, I don't think it's an issue that he's gaming. If he's waking up for work, even if that is barely, he's rolling up out of bed and going to work, isn't he? Now, if you feel like there are other issues in your life, then that's a separate conversation, but don't make it about the video games. You just want him to sleep. Ask him how he's been feeling. Straight up. Be like, hey, you good? Have you been more tired lately? If you've noticed he's been a little more irritable, because that's what happens. You get a little more irritable when you lose sleep. Personally, I guess I can't talk for anybody else, but when I lose sleep, I get a little crankier. Kind of like when I'm hangry. When I'm hungry, yeah, I'm a little angry. I'm cranky when I ain't got my at least 4 to 5 hours in. That's all I need. But if I ain't got that time in, ooh, it's going to be a rough day. I don't know if this is an issue for me. And maybe I'm projecting because I've been back on a video game kick lately, y'all, and I'll just say it. I've stayed up a couple nights recently, longer than I want to, longer than I intend to. And what happens is you get sucked into it. All of a sudden, you look at the clock and it's 8 p.m. And then a game or two later, you know, you catch one dub with the squad. And all of a sudden, it's 1:30 in the morning. That's a problem. That's when you know, all right, y'all. Okay, last game for real this time. Last game for real this time, y'all. I think you guys are okay. Quite frankly, maybe you need to have a different conversation. I don't necessarily know what that is. You can't force somebody to sleep. But it's not about the gaming. It's about the fact that he's staying up all night, multiple days a week, several days a week, she says. All night long, too. Waking up at 6 a.m. and seeing your person in the same spot you left them at 6 p.m., 12 hours before. Woo! Ooh, you wonder what they're doing. Now, is he taking care of the house like you're wanting or like you guys are expecting? You guys are freshly moved in together. You know what? If you do want some advice, I will actually give you advice because I've just realized I've been doing a terrible job at giving people what they want. You want advice? You want me to help you get your man to bed? We can do that. From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. 414-533-1037 is the number. We can do that. I think we can actually help. I got my gears turning. I'm considering a few options. I don't know what we're all going to say together, but let's say it together. 414-533-1037 is the number. We'll take your calls. We'll take your text. We're going to do all of that next. We're trying to help Wendy out. Her man is staying up all night playing video games. It's not about the video games. It's about the fact that she's sleeping alone. Can we help? I think so. Calls and text next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
You know what? I haven't even given any advice because my advice was I'm not hearing a problem. And who am I to decide? Right? You write in. Y'all hit us up. You slide into our DMs and go, this is a What Would DZ Do? I got this going on. What would you do in this situation? And we break it down. And Wendy hit us up. And I straight up told Wendy, it's not a big deal that your man's staying up all night. Let him know. No, I'm thinking no. That's so wrong of me. She wants advice. So we're going to give her advice. My only solid piece of advice is you're going to have to make your game more interesting, Ma. Wendy, you know what that means. If he's going to hop on the game, you're going to hop in the shower. And then when he's sitting there mid-game and you get about to shower, crazy how all of a sudden you need a little lotion on your back. And then wham, bam, thank you, man. We're playing hot dogs and donuts. Your game is better. Make your game better, Ma. I don't know what else to say. That's it. Maybe I'm antagonistic. Maybe Allie would have been here and given better advice. But that's what I'm going with today. Because otherwise, let that man game. Those are the two answers you get from me. So did I make it worse? I don't know. I guess we'll decide after we talk to our callers, because we got some people on the line that are inspired today. Let me just say that. First up, Yvette in Waukesha. Good morning. Buenos dias.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. So talk to me. You heard the situation. Wendy's man staying up all night. They moved in together just over a year ago. He's playing video games when he originally was coming to bed every night. Now he's staying up every night, or most nights, I should say. Let me not project nothing on him.
So I had a different point of view.
Okay.
But then hearing you, I'm like, oh, I kind of agree with you. She maybe does need to make it interesting. Give him something to see, like, well, you'd like that game. Our game could be better.
Our game could be. Yeah. See?
I think she needs to talk to him.
What was your original point of view? Talk to me.
Talk to him first. Communication, like, hey, some nights I want you in bed more than not in bed, but. And if it's still, he's still kind of acting up, and that's when you show him, well, let's play our own game and make it spicier.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
Stay up all night doing this.
Well, if you ain't sleeping anyway, you feel me? Hot dogs and donuts. Let's just eat, baby. It's buffet.
Stop. The beautiful tune out for him.
Yvette. Ooh, let me take a breath. If you know, you know. Yvette, you got me with that one. I ain't gonna lie.
Yes.
But think about it. If what you want is him to come to bed with you until you fall asleep, do that. Go to bed. And then guess what? When you sleep, get up. Let him get up, and he's going to play the game. Now, if you want to wake up and roll over and feel him next to you and do all the lovey-dovey stuff, that's a whole nother conversation.
Well, then wear his behind out where he's not going
to
get up.
Aha! Said, fill his stomach up, girl. You know what to do.
Right.
You better get out of here. Where did I start?
I have to be PG, but, you know, we connect. We know.
We know. Exactly. No, we get it, and I think everybody else gets it, too. I appreciate your call, Yvette. Have a great day.
But I think she needs to talk to him. You, too.
Talk. I got it. I love it. If only it was that easy. Bye, Yvette. Take care. Man, talking would solve the world's problems. If we sat down and went, hey, this is what's going on, and this is what I feel, and this is how it makes me react. Ooh, but people overreact. Someone on the text line said, it sounds like he's neglecting her and she's feeling bummed about it. Bro has to give her some loving, or she should get to step in and find a new man. Ooh, oh, that was Bella. Ooh, Bella, okay. That evolved rather quickly. So let's evolve this conversation. Let's get to the rest of these lines. Goodness gracious. We got Ashley calling out of Sheboygan. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
How's Sheboygan looking today? Good.
It's a little cloudy, honestly. It's a little gloomy.
Okay.
I'm a little over it, to be honest.
Well, let's not give gloomy advice. How's the advice looking today, Ashley? Talk to us.
Honestly, so I'm a 30-something-year-old woman.
Okay.
I was married at one point and divorced now.
Okay.
My ex-husband would game all night, or so I thought.
Uh-oh. Wait, or so you...
He would be talking to other people and doing things he shouldn't have been doing.
Oh.
So if,
Okay, so gaming was just the excuse, quote unquote. He wasn't really gaming.
So my advice to Wendy is, if you think something's going on and you're not happy with it, you need to say something.
Yeah.
You need to have those very real adult conversations and keep going with it, because if something doesn't feel right, chances are it's not.
Chances are something might be happening. I know. I get that. And yeah, I guess every night, if you're staying up a couple days, a little later than normal, right? Okay, cool. But every night, that's rough.
Right. And like, I'll say also, it's like, I'm a gamer girl myself. Like,
okay.
I definitely game, and I understand that lifestyle. Like, I play all the time. Like, I'm on there all the time, like, when I'm not working. But also, my priorities come first. And
sure.
If you can't see that, like I said,
what are we doing then? Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
No, and
right.
I actually really appreciate you saying that, because, you know, you think, oh, video games, oh, it's all dudes playing. It's not. It's not, Ashley. There's gamer girls out there. Shout out to the gamer girls. But it brings a valuable presence and thought behind it, because it's not like you're saying, oh, video games are just dumb and stupid. No, you love video games just as much, but you prioritize differently.
Absolutely.
Okay. Ashley, received, appreciated. Thank you for your call and your advice. All right, have a great day.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and have a great day also.
Okay, bye now. Take care. Appreciate you. Ooh, all right. You know, these conversations are going to get real thick here real quick. We got somebody else on the line says, oh, buddy, do I got ideas? Do I got thoughts? Do I got suggestions? Melanie, good morning.
Good morning, DZ.
All right.
So I have to be honest, this guy gives me the absolute ick.
Really? Really?
Really.
Why?
Because we seem to forget that she already said in her, like, in her DM that she already talked to him.
Yeah.
And he blew her off.
Yeah. She said it was jokingly, not to defend, but saying she said she'll joke and say she misses him coming to bed. You're right. She did say that. She has brought it up. You're right.
Yeah. And I just... It, to me, like, I don't mind gaming, and it's one thing to play till 1:30, but it's a whole other thing to play till 6 a.m. and then sleep all day. And she says, like, yes, he does work from home, but just barely does he wake up on time.
Right.
And she needs to talk to him about getting his priorities straight.
Mm.
And, like, if he doesn't listen to her, if he doesn't get his priorities straight... he sounds like a man child to me.
Yeah. Well, and I know 25 is young, but 25 is also that cusp where you ain't looked at like a baby no more. Oh, see? Let me back up. Let me stop talking. Said, hold on, big dog. I'm younger than they are, and I don't like this. Okay, let me shut up. Excuse me. I don't like saying shut up. Let me be quiet. Melanie, you got it today. So, yeah, it gives you the ick, and you're saying he's got to prioritize. How do you make somebody realize that when you've lived together for over a year now?
I'm thinking, like, maybe, I don't know if they want kids. I don't know if they want to get married.
Right.
But if they do end up doing that, he can't be playing video games all night while she's taking care of the baby.
Mm.
Like, that could be a conversation like, hey, it's okay if you play games, but if you want a future with me, you can't be doing that all night while I'm doing everything that we need to do.
Right, right, yeah. No, you're not wrong about that. If that baby's crying in the middle of the night and that man is sitting here gaming, even if that is a safe space for you, man, that you got to keep that child in their safe space and, like you said, priorities. Mm-hmm. Melanie, mic drop.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, boy. I don't even want to start like that, but oh, boy. This one's different. This one's genuinely different, in my opinion. And I like it. I think we're going to have some fun with this one, man. Y'all going to have to join up. It's Am I the Jerk? And Zena wants to know if they're the jerk for not inviting their boss to their holiday party. Yeah. Says, am I the jerk for not inviting my boss to my holiday party? Zena says, please, Allie and DZ, good morning. Please keep me in the Kiss Miss Protection program. And they want to know. So for every year, for the last 5 years, Zena and her partner have been throwing a big party for friends and family around the holidays. Zena says, I've been working at this company for 3 years now. The first year, I only invited one or two coworkers. Only the few that I was close with. Makes sense. So the following year, I extend the invite to more coworkers and also my boss. Now, for context, I'm in my 30s. Most of my party guests are in their 30s. My boss is in their 50s. I work at a small company, roughly 25 people, and it was a pretty general invite, but I was happy if people would came. So 7 to 8 coworkers showed up, including Zena's boss. Says, I like my boss as a person. They're pretty chill, been social before, but I didn't think it would be weird if they came. They came, we all had a good time, no problem. Now this year, fast forward, this year for the holiday party, Zena's been having some issues with her boss. Nah, there it is. Now again, she's been having issues and says, again, I like them as a person, but as a manager, they haven't been great. They suck, is what she said. I've been trying to draw some boundaries for my own mental health. I get that. So this year, I only invited a handful of coworkers, not the entire office again, and not my boss. In addition to drawing boundaries for myself, some coworkers had expressed to me that they'd also prefer our boss not be there. I made a point to not bring it up in front of them, as to not be weird, make it awkward, anything about it. But overall, it was pretty hush-hush. And even after the party, not much was said. Oh, so the party already happened. Said, had my boss said anything to me about it, it would have been no problem. I would have talked to them. Okay. Ooh. But, there it is. Said, since the party, though, I can tell they've basically been shunning me, giving me the cold shoulder, playing petty games, and keeping me out of the loop on projects. That's not okay. I went from being the favorite employee to being close to the bottom. I thought I was making the best decision for myself and my guests, but now I'm dealing with catty and petitious consequences. I like the fact that you use my word petitious. I love that. You know, we're going to get that in the dictionary. But Zena, okay, so that's what Zena says. So now I'm dealing with catty and petitious consequences. Zena, what I hear is that you are looking to do some things for self-preservation. And I understand that. The second you mention mental health and work, everybody goes, ooh, I get it. But what I also get is that you invited everybody. It's about the holidays. And not to say you can put your mental health aside, because I don't think we should ever do that. But we often do that, right? I might be leaning towards jerk. And the only reason I say that is because you invited people one or two. Then the next year, you kind of opened it up and were like, yeah, this is great. Invited everybody, boss included. People pulled up. You had 7 or 8 people, boss included, pulled up. Everybody had a great time. Now people know that that's the move. People are excited about that. You made it an event. Look at you, Gatsby. look at you throwing the event of the year, bruh. And now they want to come back. And now you're going, yeah, we're going to keep it small. It makes you a little jerky. Now, are you a justified jerk? Yeah, because you are protecting your mental health. You're protecting yourself and your peace. And it is your party at the end of the day. But my point still stands that 1 year, not many. Second year, you invited the gang. And then now this year or this past year, whatever, you only invited 1 or 2 people again. You feel that roller coaster of like none, all, none. And when your boss is included in that all, everybody felt great. It felt like a lot of team bonding, felt like an amazing experience. Like you said, you were one of the favorite employees. Yeah, man, we're all humans. And even though they're your boss, they are human too. They're feeling left out. I don't know what else to call it. They are feeling genuinely left out, and that kind of sucks. Around the holidays, I don't know if they've got family. I don't know if they got people that they care about. I don't know if they got people that care about them, is more like it. Maybe that was their highlight, right? And I'm not trying to tug at no heartstrings, but sometimes the people at the top are the loneliest. Bosses rarely get the invites, and you really tend to create space. So the fact that they came showed the value that they held for you, thought that they had on you. Whether what changed within that last year, I don't know. You didn't express that? I don't actually know. But you were protecting your mental health. Doesn't mean you weren't making a jerk move. You just have to be justified in that. So for me, personally, yeah, I think I'm leaning towards jerk here. Call it what it is. Yeah, I'm, yep. Let me stop second guessing myself and wondering what y'all are going to say and if you guys are going to come at my neck. Let me just break it down. Let's go ahead and talk about it next. 414-533-1037. Am I the jerk today? Zena wants to know if she's the jerk for not inviting her boss to her holiday party. She's invited him in the past. Not this year, though. Calls and texts next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Are we gonna find out, all right? Zena wrote in and asked if they are the jerk for not inviting their boss to their holiday party. Said the first year they worked at the company, didn't invite really anybody, 1 or 2 people. The next year they worked at the company, they invited the whole gang, boss included, and people came. It was a great time. And now this year, for whatever reason, she opted not to. And that reason being she was, you know, protecting her mental health, she said, going through some things at work, she said, and just didn't feel like she wanted to cross those boundaries at that time. And though I respect it, I do think it's a weird flow to have at work. And maybe it's adding to some of the dynamic. I'm not blame shifting or saying this is your fault. What I'm saying is you're justified, but it's a justified jerk for me, Zena. That's all I'm saying. But let's get to the lines, because I don't really get to answer. Really. I just kind of get to say what I think, and then we go from there. We got one of the homies online, though, called 5 days in a row. Got her own theme song. It's Kelly in Sussex. Morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
All right. Now, you heard what's going on. Zena wants to know if she's the jerk for not inviting her boss to the holiday party. I mean, some ebb and flow is just the right flow, though, right?
I'm going to have to say she's being a jerk, only because she invited the boss last year, and this may be something that the boss is really looking forward to.
I agree.
And I know she said she's setting boundaries, but she also has to know that there's a difference between work life and home life. And she said she likes the boss as a person.
Right, right, right. Oh, so thank you for saying that.
Yeah. So I feel like she should kind of look at it that way. She likes them as a person, so she should still be able to invite them and make that separation between work and home life.
That's such a good point and a shining moment in that statement, because yes, Zena said, I like them as a person, genuinely do. It's just the work stuff that's the issue. When you're outside of work, there is nothing work related besides the fact that y'all work together. If you talk about work, that's y'all fault. Oh, Kelly. Yeah, yeah. You just made me think even stronger that she's a jerk, because she should be able to separate work, home, both the lives. And if she's doing that by not inviting somebody, I don't think that's a good way to live either, you know, because then that's just going to hurt her in the end, in the long run, in my personal opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
Ooh, Kelly. Well, we agree. You can hang up now. Great job, Kelly. Yeah, checks in the mail.
Bye.
Bye, Kelly. We'll talk soon. Bye. Goodness gracious. That's one. Jerk. I like it. Let's keep it moving. Let's see what everybody else says, though. We've got Megan in Milwaukee. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning, DZ.
All right. Talk to me. You heard Kelly. She said jerk.
I have to disagree. I say not the jerk.
Okay.
Mental health is such a huge thing, and you know what? I've had some bosses in the past where it's just like, as much as you like their personality, just how they are as your boss, you just need to separate your life once you leave work and just kind of keep that person at work.
At work. Oh.
Yeah.
So you're saying, is this because they're a boss, or would you do this with coworkers too?
I would do that with coworkers too, because, okay, I mean, there's just times where, you know, every day you're at work and it takes a toll on you. So why would you want that at your party, you know, when you have to deal with it on a daily basis?
I do hear what you're saying.
Your weekends are your weekends.
Your weekends, yeah, and inevitably, when you do see people from work, you gonna think about work if you're not talking about work.
Mm-hmm. Now, I do have to say, though, the boss is a jerk for retaliating for not getting invited to the party.
Oh, yeah. See, that whole thing there, I ain't even want to touch that, because in my opinion, that really is a whole nother situation where that's another am I the jerk and dang near a what would DZ do, a.k.a. I'm going to HR, because that's not okay. That really isn't okay. That is retaliation. Yeah. And illegal.
Oh,
just saying. But that another story for another time, ain't it?
Yep, exactly.
All right, Megan, well, you say not the jerk. We're split. Appreciate your call. Have a great day.
Thanks, DZ. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. Ooh, 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 ooh. All right. Now, where do we go from here? Do y'all think it's going to be yes the jerk or not the jerk? We're 50-50 split. I don't know if we knew this person was going to be the tiebreaker. They tried to give me a fake name, but I saw right through it. No more name. No, no. It's Greg. Greg in Greenfield. Morning, man.
Morning. I would have to say not the jerk.
Flat out?
And here's the reason why. She needs to have the separation between work life and her personal life.
Yeah.
And if she has something that arises at work, she needs to have the open dialogue with her boss to making sure that she can actually smooth it over. Especially a smaller company, because rumors spread like wildfire.
That is true. She did say it's a small company, about 25 people. I forgot about that.
Yep, and she can always say, you know what, I just invited a small group of people, times are tough, I just wanted to have more of an intimate setting.
Ah, I like, and I mean, if we're thinking
that,
it, ooh.
And then after the holidays, new goals, that way she can actually reaffirm her relationship with her boss, otherwise find a new place where she can work. Boom, mic drop.
Boom, mic drop, Greg. Call it. Hang up, man. Bye. That man is good. Nah, Greg, it's actually solid and always so astute. I'm just profound. Gets right to the point and gives you good, you know, good feedback. Greg, keep calling, man. We're going to get you a theme song. I like it. And that works that out, too. Not the jerk. Zena, you're okay. You're protecting your mental health, which I do respect. I stand on what I said. You're justified. Still the jerk, even though I don't get to answer correctly. because the people done decided for you, Zena, and you're not the jerk. Congratulations, you won.
103.7 KISS FM. Wepa. Buenos dias. Good morning. It's Ali and DZ. As y'all know, Ali taking a quick second, doing some things, having some surgeries. If you been paying attention, good for you. If you ain't been paying attention, let me just recap. Ali is getting the bottom half of her surgery done. She's at Alum Cosmetics. It's T-minus go time. She right now, for all I know, she's on the table as we speak, bruh. But the homie is taking care of herself. She's been taking care of herself, and now she's doing the last final things so that she can feel whole, right? So she can feel the way she feels on the inside, on the outside. We can't wait to hear from her. We can't wait to talk to her. We can't wait to know how everything went. Well wishes is all we've got for now. She's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. Her sister Penny is here. We got to meet her last night when we kicked it, and it was cool. You know, we got to do a little holiday get-together, if you will, for ourselves, since Allie's going to be needing to step away, man. But there's so many things going on the show, y'all. So many things. I do want to play a couple voice messages, because that is mine and Allie's favorite feature on this show. When I say literal favorite, brand new favorite, and you guys, y'all should just take advantage of it. Let me just say that. You download the Audacy app, AUDACY, you get 103.7 KISS FM, 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. When you're listening to us, you could drop us a voice message. It's going to be right there next to the play button to the right, I believe. And it's just basically going to say, drop a voice note, whether it's a microphone option or a button you press, it's going to direct you right to us. Just like these. I got to play a couple because, like I said, they're my favorites.
Hey, Ali and DZ. It's Natalie in Menominee Falls. I just wanted to say thank you for the Pentatonix tickets for Tuesday the 17th. And Ali, good luck with all of your surgery stuff. Love you guys.
We love you back, Natalie. Shout out to you. Yeah, I forgot. How did I forget? Today was Pentatonix Day. They're going to be at Fiserv Forum. Pentatonix is bringing their Christmas tour. The Christmas show, I believe, is called Hallelujah. It's a Christmas concert. They're going to be at Fiserv Forum tonight. We gave away tickets. Natalie won some tickets. She going to be going. It's going to be lit. And the homie wished the homie well on her surgery, just like a lot of the people in the text are doing as well, man. So, Ali, I know you listening. Well, you might not be listening. You might be knocked out on a table right now. But when you listen back, because I know you do, just know we love you. We appreciate you, man. And we're going to hold it down for you, dog. You are road dog, so we going to roll for you, homie. And speaking of road dogs, I just got to play one more, if you guys will allow. Please and thank you.
Hi, Uncle D. I want to love you and want to go to work with you one day.
If you ain't catch that, that was one of my youngins. She said, hi, Uncle D. Love you.
Hi, Uncle D. I want to love you and want to go to work with you one day.
That's one of my nieces, man. That's Honor May right there. I know they listen all the time. Just know, Honor May, you can come up anytime you want and be on there with you. Maybe you just going to be my guest host while Allie's gone. Who knows? We'll see. Yeah, after that, you just know it's going to be a good day. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. Buenos dias. It's Ali and DZ. And you heard me just talking about just something you cherish, right? For example, myself. I recently received something that I will cherish for the rest of my life. And it's the simplicities, man. I don't even know what it really is about it, because I am, like I mentioned, a sentimentalist. Things I can attach value to rather easily, and all of a sudden, it's the coolest thing I've ever seen and enjoyed, and I'm going to protect it with my life, whatever. But no. In all seriousness, this, something I just recently received, is in like the top five all time. And it's because it's not just for me, right? Now, I've recently, and shout out to a few people, because I recently gotten a few things that I think are really, really cool that I want to keep. But it's not like it's cherished, right? Shout out to the positive potato giver, Miss Monica, who dropped me and Allie a little positive potato in a cute little bag. But imagine a baby rock that looks like a potato, and it had a card with it that said positive potato. Look at this potato and know that everything's going to be okay, such and such, yada, yada, right? I was like, oh, that's really cute. But if I were to lose it, I know it would not be the end of the world for me. Now, sometimes you receive something that you do give that attention to, and I recently got something that if I were to lose, I'd probably cry. And I'll tell you what it is. So recently, I met an individual by the name of Mr. Mike Crowley. Now, Mike Crowley, he works with the Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin, if I'm not mistaken. I don't want to misspeak here. The Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin. And I met this man at the holiday open house that we happened to have here at the station. Popped up, and we got to talking, and somehow got on the topic of being Irish. And though I'm not Irish, my wife, Erin, is. And was like, oh, yeah, her name, Erin Gobrah, you know, this, that, and the third. And we started talking about four-leaf clovers. I'm like, oh, I mentioned how my wife has been on a lifelong hunt to find a four-leaf clover. I remember finding one when I was a kid, like one. And even then, I was like, was it a four-leaf clover? Man, and lo and behold, what does this man say to me? He says, don't you worry, I'm going to give you a four-leaf clover. And if you know anything about four-leaf clovers, they're really rare. And they're hard to find, and they're meant to be extremely lucky. Is it superstitious? For sure. But then he pulls out a four-leaf clover, a real four-leaf clover from his pocket. I'm thinking it was going to be a sticker, something simple. And he said, no, I give out a few of these a year, and you're the lucky recipient of one of them. And he even personalized it, because on the back he said, DZ, best always, hope, faith, love, and luck, Mike. And it is a real four-leaf clover. And I looked at this man, and I could have cried. I don't know what it was in that moment. I don't know if it's because I felt it for my wife's behalf and know that she has been on the look and the hunt for a four-leaf clover. But I was like, man, this is a beautiful gift. And I've been really blessed to receive a lot of amazing things from a lot of amazing people. And by no means am I discrediting any of the things that I've gotten. But sometimes things stand out. And this is one of those times where that really just stood out. And I was like, wow, that's profound. A four-leaf clover, so simple, so, you know, mundane to a lot. It's special to me. And it's special to a lot of other people, too. And it inspired me. It reminded me of a time years ago. I'm talking 10, maybe even longer ago. 12 even. Let's just say 12 respectfully. 12 years ago now, I was back home, you know, it's not my hometown, but where I lived last, Gurnee, Illinois, before we moved to Wisconsin, right? And we were sitting there driving, and all of a sudden I see an elderly man with his car dead in an intersection. And I'm like, oh man, this is bad. You can't be sitting here. You dead in the water, my guy. You know how dangerous that is when you're at a crossed intersection with three lanes each side, you know, 12 lanes just looking at you going, your car's in the way. Nobody was stopping. Everybody was just driving around. So I stopped. I went into traffic and I pushed this man's car out. And this ain't no self-martyr, like gassing myself up. I felt that this person was in need, that he needed help. And he did. He was really appreciative. And he handed me this coin. Now, at the time, I had no idea what it was, but he gave me a little bit of an elaboration. And he said, hey, man, this is a St. Michael coin, you know, the patron St. Michael. This coin is meant to be protection and, you know, faith. And he asked if I was a religious individual. And at that time, I was finding myself in a new way. And I said, you know what, man, I'm a believer. I'm a God-fearing man, and I'm shaping what that is, and I continue to shape it to this day, but that's not part of the importance to this. The importance is that man handed me something, and it made me cherish it, because I still got that coin 12 years later. I carried it in my wallet for probably 6-7 years after he gave it to me. I put it right in my wallet, and it didn't move, because the message he gave me, he said, it's a symbol of protection, and it's for those that are in service. Whether you are in law enforcement or not, you got later learned it was about, you know, a law enforcement patron saint, or will, or military, if you will. But he said, you're a servant, man. You're a servant of the world. And I had never heard that, a servant of the world. And I went, you know what? That feels right, man. That feels right. And I've cherished that coin. I still got it in an old wallet. I no longer carry it, but just know I know exactly where it is. And just know, like this four-leaf clover that Mr. Mike Crowley with the Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin gave me, I know exactly where that is. That is now a symbol of cherish. That is a symbol of love. That is a symbol of luck. That is a symbol of how a stranger can flip your entire day. And really, he had no idea that I was kind of mentally in a funk, right? Most people don't. But he really held me down, man. And I appreciated that. And I know I'm not the only one that's been given something by a complete stranger. And you cherish it, whatever that might be. I want to know what it is. 414-533-1037. I know I've been long-winded, but I appreciate you listening, because I just took a little trip down memory lane, and it was inspired by the fact that I received a real-life four-leaf clover, and it was just a blessing. I don't know how else to slice it, man. I want to hear from you guys, too, though. What's something you've received whether from a stranger or not. Mine was a stranger in my cases, but it doesn't have to be for you. What's something you've received from somebody that you are absolutely cherishing with your whole heart? Could be simple, could be small, could be large, could be big. Calls, text, all that next. 414-533-1037. Ali and DZ, good morning. Buenos dias. Just talking about something that you've received, whether recently, years ago, decades ago, whatever, but something you cherish that may have been given to you by a stranger. Maybe they were a stranger then, not a stranger now. I'm not sure. Whatever it might be. But I was recently given a real four-leaf clover by a gentleman who I don't know if I'll ever see again in my life. Granted, I met him through a work event. That's not to say I'm going to see him ever again in my life. And he blessed me. Four-leaf clover, something my wife has been looking for her whole life, hasn't found one. Something I've only had the blessing of finding once myself. But they're meant to be really, really, really lucky. And it just felt good to receive. And then the message with it, just, it made me feel seen in just a different way. And I don't mean like some sappy, weird awkwardness. It's just, it made me feel good. It made me feel amazing. And I don't know, I just wanted to discuss with the class. So let's discuss with the class. We got one of our boys on the line, Mr. Gripo himself. What's good, Carl and Indy?
Morning, buenos dias.
Buenos dias, huepa, huepa. All right, man, talk to me. What's something you received that you cherish, whether it's from a stranger or not?
Well, actually, this happened last year during the preseason for the NFL.
Ooh.
I was at a bar for the Bengals preseason, and I'm also a Packers fan as well.
Okay, you got to slide that in there. I feel you. I feel you. Say, hey, don't hate me. I'm also a Packers fan. Hey, got it. But no, you were at a preseason party.
And one of the super fans gave me, actually asked if I wanted to get tickets and parking to a Bengals preseason game.
What?
And he said, and I said, yeah. And he said, I'll give it to you right away. And it was something I would cherish. And fun fact, that game last year, I believe it was last year, it was actually at Paycor Stadium, and the Bengals played against the Packers.
That's cool. Well, so you got to see your two favorite teams, and it was something that somebody strange just walked up and said, hey, man, would you be interested in going to a game, getting parked? It's like that video you see online where a stranger will be like, would you like to get a seat upgrade for your tickets to the show? And you're like, yeah, sure. And then you end up sitting next to the artist or something, bro. Whoa. Carl, yeah, that's something you got to cherish because it feels like those things don't happen enough sometimes.
Yeah, and tickets are like, usually the preseason tickets are like pretty cheap, but the regular seasons are more expensive. But this is a preseason game. So the guy who gave it to me just, he couldn't come, so
hey,
that's why.
It doesn't matter how the blessing was bestowed, baby. You just know you took advantage of it, and you cherished it, and you continue to cherish it. I appreciate you sharing, man. That's a good one. And honestly, everything's expensive nowadays. You know that.
Oh, yeah, obviously, yeah.
Appreciate the call, man. We're going to holler at you later, Carl, all right?
All right.
All right, peace, fam. We got somebody else on the line. Somebody, man, where you been, Miko? I ain't even going to say hello. I'm like, where you been, Miko? What's up, man? Good morning.
What's happening, brother? I've been working. I've been, you know, doing what I got to do so that I can not work during December and January.
Oh, so what you're saying is you've been prioritizing. I guess that's all right, man. Well, prioritize the conversation right now. What's something you've received that you cherish?
So here's the funny part is it is something I received indirectly.
Okay.
It wasn't given to me. So my mom passed away 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She passed away from, you know, breast cancer, which is why you see me at all the walks.
Yep,
and stuff.
Yep, exactly, man. We know. And thank you for sharing. And sorry for your loss.
Oh, yeah. You know, so anybody that knows my mother is she's always happy, smiley, just a true God-given soul.
Yeah.
So a family gave us I had to look up the name of the plant, an Easter lily plant.
Okay, an Easter lily plant. I'll have to look it up too, but go ahead, keep talking.
Yeah, exactly. So I have this plant in my dining room for the last 2 years, and it is my way to have a connection of my mom that I water, I take care of, it flowers, it blooms, and on a daily, weekly basis, it can make me smile. And sorry, get a little emotional.
Man.
Didn't know how much I needed something like that, but that is something that, yeah, I absolutely cherish. I love having it, and it's my mom.
It's your mom.
It's a connection back. Yeah.
Oof, Miko, bro. I'm not crying. You are, man.